Good morning and welcome to CAU Now on Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK, the radio voice of Clark Atlanta University. CAU Now features news, interviews, and spotlights about what's going on at your Clark Atlanta University. Here's your host for CAU Now, Desmond Dickerson.
This is Desmond Dickerson. Today I'm speaking with Clark Atlanta University President, Dr. Carlson Brown. How are you this morning, Dr. Brown?
Doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm very happy to have you here with us. Just excited to get this new school year going. There's a lot of energy and a lot of buzz on campus.
Indeed.
Speaking of which, what are you most excited about for this new school year?
Well, there are a number of things to be extremely excited about. Of course, I'm always excited to greet a new freshman class. This is a good class. It's a strong class. It's larger than last year's class. They have some tremendous aspirations, so I'm very excited to get them started on their way, and they're off to a very good start. We're also excited to receive a larger number of international students than we have in many, many years, with some special students coming from Liberia at the master's level in some of our science programs, and a number of students from Saudi Arabia who are here in pursuit of our master's, a couple of PhD students, and a couple of undergraduate students. So we're very pleased to receive them. And of course, in the CAU tradition, they will be well welcomed by our student body. We're also excited because this year we begin a press toward making some new moves in our academic programs. The world has shifted. The requirements for success going forward are much more intense than they have been in the past. So we're very excited to start that process. And judging by the faculty response to our various task forces, they're anxious to get started too. So we're very excited about this school year. We've got a new football coach, as you know, and we're looking forward to a great beginning. As I explained to the young men the other day, no matter if you like football or not, that first home game is the first time we gather this community together for the year. So it begins the definition point for new students. So I'm excited to see all of that happening.
Yeah, that's very exciting. Speaking of the international students, I had a chance to meet a couple of them. I met a couple students from Angola and one from Portugal, and it was amazing that they had never really interacted before getting here, but the fact that they all speak Portuguese, that brought them together, and they had already started to build a connection and build a home for themselves here at CAU, which is exactly what we like to see.
Well, absolutely. And chances are they'll be joined in January by a number of Brazilian students. And again, you're also talking about Portuguese there also.
Right, right. So it's, you know, just wonderful to see our footprint extending beyond just what this nation asked for and turn into more of a global community. What would you say are some of the issues that are facing our students, some of the hurdles that they've had to overcome to get here, or things that they're that are challenging them now at CAU?
Well, clearly, financial issues are the biggest issues facing our student body, as is the case for most African Americans attempting to go to college right now. The economy has not treated African Americans well, and the federal government has made a number of changes in how federal financial aid is applied and dispensed that has made this a very difficult task for them. So finances are the most difficult thing facing us right now.
Beyond their experience here on campus and the financial issues facing them, a lot of people in the Black community are facing very high unemployment numbers. What are we doing to prepare our students to be able to get right into the workforce and excel as soon as they leave our doors?
Well, as you know, some of our programs are not designed to get you directly into the workforce. Some of our programs are designed to fuel people into PhD programs, master's programs, and professional programs. So we'll continue to monitor how well we do that work, placing a number of students into law schools and medical schools every year, but also into PhD programs in the STEM disciplines and into social work programs. In our areas where we intend to put people directly to work, when you look at mass media arts and business, we focus on internships and externships as best preparation for the world of work. An internship properly selected and done well often translates into that first position when you finish college. looking at last year's class, particularly from business. Many of them are doing very, very well and have achieved some enormous and very lucrative positions. But we also want to stress entrepreneurialism because it is the case, as most prognosticators will tell you, that the jobs that we'll be looking at in the future will not be jobs that are developed by companies that currently exist. So being entrepreneurial, being ready for new opportunities is another very, very vital part of the preparation here.
Speaking of preparation, we touched on the financial issues that face some of our students. What are some things that students and their families can do to prepare themselves before they get here? So we're looking at our high school students. What can they do academically or financially to just be ready for the collegiate experience at Clark Atlanta University?
Well, as I tell parents and communities every chance I get, the time to begin to prepare for college is prior to and at birth. College will cost money no matter how well the student does in high school. Parents need to understand their obligation to prepare for those moments and to begin to save whatever small or large amount of money is possible. A dollar a week, whatever a parent can save, needs to be saved in preparation for college. Secondly, understand that it is a highly competitive world and the ability to compete begins immediately. And so focusing on the quality of educational outcomes at the elementary, middle, and high school level is critically important. Third, understand that everyone, while not necessarily is capable of or should go to college, everyone should be prepared for some form of post-secondary education. And if we look at it that way, then preparation is continual and ubiquitous. But most important is preparing financially and making sure that the school is preparing the child going forward. In that high school experience, it is not the senior year when you take the SAT or the ACT test that determines. That process has to begin with preparation materials as early as the beginning of the junior year, sometimes the sophomore year. So we stress to parents that you've got to call schools to begin to help prepare students for those tests long before they arrive.
This is Desmond Dickerson, and you are listening to CAU Now on WCLK. Our guest for the day is Clark Atlanta University President, Dr. Carlton E. Brown. So students, as they are preparing for college, now particularly black students have more options than we've ever had. And some people call into question, do HBCUs still have a purpose? Are they still important to our community or to our nation? What's your response to that?
Well, I think, obviously, I believe that it's still critically important. If you look at it this way, while almost every kind of institution prepares first-generation college students to succeed in life, HBCUs still prepare the largest proportional number of such students for life. And our capacity for success with those students in terms of completion, moving on to graduate and professional schools, far exceeds the capability of other kinds of institutions. Plus comes the question of the nature of the preparation. From a curriculum standpoint, from a faculty quality standpoint, HBCUs are competitive with any institution in America. Our faculty have degrees from the same places as everyone else's faculty. The difference is the nature of the total environment and its preparation for life. There's also a major difference in how an HBCU presents itself to its local and regional community. The capacity of institutions to prepare personnel for effective roles. So, for example, here in Atlanta, if you go around through the various school systems, you will find an incredible number of Clark Atlanta University, Clark College, and Atlanta University graduates as teachers and administrators throughout these school systems. You will find us in all of the offices and non-governmental organizations that support and help people. You will find us playing critical roles in all of the local industry, but also beginning to bring those industries back into play inside the African-American community. So the role remains a critical one. I think one of the aspects of demonstrating its criticality is a larger array of people seek what we offer to enroll, as evidenced by the diversity that constantly increases on our campus.
So with that being said, and as the diversity kicks up here at the HBCU experience, Has the mission changed at all, or the vision, or what HBCUs are supposed to do in our community?
Well, our mission has certainly expanded. We still will continue to be not only historically Black, it is my expectation that we will remain predominantly Black. We will also be as open as we have always been to diversity. The diversity of our student populations, if you look at our history, goes back to our early years. When one of the issues we had with the Georgia government was the fact that we're educating African-American children and white children of our faculty together on this campus. That became an issue then, so it is part of our legacy. Our involvement in the civil rights era was to create opportunity and to enable all citizens to take advantage of every aspect of American society. And so certainly we welcome that diversity here. So the mission is still the same, basically. We're attempting to impact the quality of life in American society on a number of fronts, and part of that is enabling those who may not have another opportunity to succeed.
So how is Clark Atlanta preparing itself for the change in demographics in the nation? You mentioned, you know, more international students. Are we preparing at the administrative level or at the faculty level as well, with faces that will be familiar to those students?
Well, we, as you know, we already have one of the most diverse faculties in the state, if not in the entire Southeast. Our faculty is literally from all over the world. We have faculty leaders and staff leaders from all over the world. So if you just look at my cabinet is a very diverse cabinet, which includes Indians, whites, and many others. Our core of deans and other leaders is also very diverse. Our faculty is literally from every continent on this globe. So on that level, we are prepared. On another level, preparing to effectively serve an increasing diversity of students does require that we begin to do some things. So we're implementing a new Center for Multicultural Affairs, which will have as its purpose enabling support to be provided to new kinds of students, a diversity of students as they come to our campus, finding out what their needs are, but also looking at the ultimate issue of their full integration into the life of this campus, even while we increase its diversity.
That's definitely good to hear that, you know, just the way that we're growing. And, you know, it's important that we allow our students to learn from other people as well from outside of the country and just give them that global perspective that is becoming more and more important these days in such a connected world that we live in.
Well, it really is. And as you know, we also entertain a very active study abroad program. So even now we have students preparing to go to some 20 different countries over the course of this year.
So I imagine that that's been, you know, part of your presidency and something that you've been proud of, that the school has moved forward with our international relations. Aside from that, what do you have any particular moment that stands out to you that you've been most proud about, maybe this year or any years past since you've been here?
Well, I'd have to say that two of the most profound moments for me have been the actions and activities, the behavior and the demeanor of our students during the last two presidential elections, where they organized across every sector of our campus a platform for voter registration and voter education that was clearly nonpartisan, although we certainly supported the activities of anyone who chose to work for any particular candidate. But our aim was, our charge to them was to make a difference, to understand the issues, and to play the roles necessary to enable ourselves and others to be active participants in this process. They did that very well in both elections in a way that I believe exceeded that of any other institution in the state of Georgia. So I'm extremely proud of that because it became an all-involving thing, and they accepted each other's leadership in that process.
That's wonderful, and just great to hear the students now are continuing on the tradition of just civil action and civil rights work that students have done at both parent institutions and at Clark Atlanta University for the past 25 years. And of course, 2013 is very special in the history of this university as it celebrates the 25th anniversary of the consolidation of Clark College and Atlanta University. So as we're celebrating the past 25 years, and we have a wonderful lineup of events for this year's homecoming, What are you looking forward to, and what is your vision for the next 25 years in Clark Atlanta University's history?
Well, goodness, the next 25 years, we've reached a level of maturity as an institution now. And so the next 25 years have to involve deepening our hold in our work areas, the areas that are important to us, radically increasing our capacity and willingness to conduct seminal research in critical areas, making the Cancer Center not the only major research center on this campus, but building several others. And we intend to grow physically. We intend to reposition the arts, which have been a vital part of this campus from its inception. And we intend to, of course, extend our international reach.
This is Desmond Dickerson, and you are listening to CAU Now on WCLK. Our guest for the day is Clark Atlanta University President, Dr. Carlton E. Brown. With the Cancer Center, are there any plans for expansion with that, or what their role might be on campus?
Well, the Cancer Center, as you may know, has outgrown its current location. It has taken the entire fourth floor of our research center, but has outgrown that space. And now we have to seek new space. And our plan at this point will involve the complete renovation of the Pascal Center and placing the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development in that space. As you know, over the past year and a half, they have listed five new discoveries, critical discoveries, that have led to three new patents with two more pending. We're expecting even more in the future. At the same time, the center has a major outreach function that it performs for this community. So that location will enable us to expand the Cancer Center, but also give a very public face to our outreach and service to this community.
We've worked with the local community, particularly with cancer research, with our research center, and prostate cancer, which affects our community in so many ways. Are there any other initiatives or any other programs that we're looking to start that'll just, you know, further put our imprint on the local community here?
Well, each of our research ventures will be a little different, but we are looking to build out a family and child services research center that also provides support to this local community. We're going to seek to grow our nanoscale materials center. And of course, the outreach there is really to the schools. For example, we had our first nano day for middle and high school students this year to begin to teach them about nanotechnologies, nanoscale materials, nanoscience. So each center will have a mission that also impacts the larger community. We're also looking to increase our research work in history and the social sciences, really spinning from the new Department of Africana Studies, Africana Women's Studies, and History. And, of course, there'll be a whole Du Boisian focus to that work.
Right. Yeah, we had a terrific event earlier this year in unveiling of the Du Bois bust. With such a rich history here at the university, do we have any plans to honor any of our other famous faculty or students that had a major impact on our campus?
Well, we will do that as we go. There are few people that rise to the level of Du Bois in terms of the intellectual history, but we have many in our history that have deserved honor and will continue to deserve honor. Recent ones, of course, Carl Ware's incredible history in the world, growing out of this institution, and that is locked in some profound ways in the naming of the Carl and Mary Ware building, the classroom building on campus. But also last year, Carl Ware dedicated his political and business papers to the university. So we have received those now and are in the archival process with those documents. So there'll be much more of that kind of work. And then there'll come a moment where we will display and celebrate and study the lives that have been lived and what those implications are for our community.
There are many changes that are taking place in the community, specifically just the physical area surrounding this university. We have you know, several business changes that will be happening. Namely, one of the biggest things that's going to happen is the construction of the Georgia Dome, or reconstruction thereafter, and the way that will impact the community. Has there been any engagement with the Atlanta Falcons organization just to see how that might impact us specifically?
Well, most assuredly, we've been in communication with the Falcons organization and the city on these matters from inception. And that's true for Clark Atlanta, because our properties will come into play depending on where it is built. But also as the Atlanta University Center, we've been in a definitive set of communications with the Falcons, the Blank Foundation, and the city about the impact that that should have on future development for this entire community.
In closing, is there any one thing that that you are just most excited about for this school year coming up? Anything that you're just looking forward to experiencing, whether it be the football experience, you know, new coach, or anything on campus?
Well, it'll really be all of that. There is so much new effort taking place now. We're looking for those moments of full integration with our new international students. We'll be looking for that moment that occurs sometime in the first semester when the new freshman class begins to define itself. That's always very, very critical. We will look for our approach to our 25th anniversary. We're entering the final phases of that celebration, culminating in and around homecoming. But we'll commemorate each and every moment in that process, as we've been doing all along this summer. For example, the actual physical moment of consolidation was met this summer, and we revived a historic picture where the founding president met the board chairs of each institution on what is now the promenade in between the two campuses at the moment of unity. So we're looking forward to all of that celebration and engaging with our community in defining what all of this means for our path forward.
Thank you for your time today, Dr. Brown. I'm just as excited as you are for this upcoming school year, and we're just looking forward to a great year at CAU. And whether it's homecoming or any of the artistic performances our students have coming up, we're just very excited about all that is to come for CAU.
Outstanding.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this edition of CAU Now. For WCLK, this is Desmond Dickerson. Stay tuned for the Tavis Smiley Show.
You've been listening to CAU Now on Jazz 91.9 FM WCLK, the radio voice of Clark Atlanta University. For more information about all things related to CAU, you can visit cau.edu. You can listen to this program on demand at wclk.com. CAU Now is a production of Clark Atlanta University and WCLK Public Affairs. For our host Desmond Dickerson and producer Rob Maynard, this is Morse Baxter. Thanks for listening to CAU Now.